Welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy program. We are broadcasting from 92.1 in Provincetown, 91.3 in Orleans, and online at WOMR.org. I am your host, Lindsay Henderson, Communications and Data Analyst for Cape Light Compact, and today we will be discussing a variety of topics, including making energy efficiency affordable for all residents, things to consider going into the colder months, and some energy tips. So the first topic is the making energy efficiency affordable for all residents. Last year's frigid winter weather and high electricity costs underscore the benefits that can be achieved through energy efficiency and weatherization. No one should delay in making their home more energy efficient because they think they can't afford it. Many people don't realize that the Cape Light Compact offers a range of weatherization and energy efficiency incentives for Cape and Vineyard households that can reduce your energy costs while making your home more affordable and comfortable. There is a program for everyone. Regardless of income level and regardless of whether you own or rent your home, Compact energy efficiency programs can help you gain energy savings. Today, we're going to talk about a target population that is especially hard hit by high energy prices, households with lower incomes. For the past approximately 10 years, the Compact has worked in partnership with Housing Assistance Corporation to make energy improvements affordable for lower income households. With me today, we have Nancy Davison and Brianna Kane. Nancy is the Vice President of Program Operations at Housing Assistance Corporation. And Brianna is the Senior Residential Program Coordinator for Cape Light Compact. We're going to talk about our enhanced financial incentives for weatherization and energy efficiency. Welcome, Nancy and Brianna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
So, Nancy, what can you tell us about your experience with lower-income households?
Well, Housing Assistance Corporation's mission is to work with lower-income population. And as it relates to weatherization, HAC has been involved in providing weatherization services to that population for about 3 years. Our relationship with Cape Light Compact under the weatherization program began about 10 years ago. And through that relationship, the weatherization department has actually grown significantly in the past 6 years. And we look forward to being able to continue working with Cape Light Compact for many years going forward.
Great, and now of course over this last winter we had the high electricity costs. Is there like a common situation that you typically see in houses as far as, you know, what their needs are or as far as energy efficiency?
I think people generally call us when they realize that they're cold and they know somewhat about weatherization. They've heard from their friends or their family or they've read something in the newspaper. And so they call Cape Light Compact, or sometimes our energy department gets the initial call. And they're generally just looking for help, not knowing specifically what they're looking for. When we arrive at people's houses, since we're talking about the low-income population, we work with basically modest homes. Usually there is enough sufficient work for us to make their homes more comfortable so they're warmer in winter and cooler in summer. In addition to that, of course, there's always the need to talk with people about their individual electric usage. So we review that usage with them and leave hints of how they can save kilowatts. We go through and change all of their light bulbs. If they're using incandescents, we'll change them out to mostly LEDs at this point. And we also are able to meter people's refrigerators. And if we find that they are not efficient and they can improve their electric usage by replacing that, then we may be able to do that. So basically, it's people who are needing help. They don't necessarily know what help is available. In the Cape Light Compact, 800 number is a good place to start.
And just to touch base again for those folks, our 800 number for energy efficiency programs is 800-797-6699. Now, Brianna, even though it is still warm outside, it's the beginning of September, the winter is coming. So why is weatherization something that folks should pay attention to now?
So I think that that is a really good point to bring up. So often, you know, as Nancy mentioned, we say that weatherization keeps you cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. But the calls tend to pick up after that first oil delivery or after you've really had to turn your electric heaters on, your wall units, and you get that next bill. With an oil delivery, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, wow, and I have to pay that. And how am I going to continue through the rest of the winter? So that's where I think a lot of people tend to focus, that there's a need when they get those bills. And as we live in a colder climate, those primarily happen in the winter. But the weatherization is really a year-round benefit, and it really does help keep you cooler in the summer by sealing up with air sealing, adding additional levels of insulation. You prevent the hot air from coming into your house in the warmer months. And on the converse, in the cooler months, when you're heating the inside of your home, by doing the air sealing and weatherization, you prevent that warm air from escaping your home. So it's just buttoning up, making the house more comfortable. Focusing on it earlier, and I know it's not everyone's, you know, on everyone's mind during June, July, and August, but it's a great time to take advantage of the program. We usually have, you know, some lower call volumes, able to get out to customers, but the minute that first real cold snap hits and you're turning on that electric heat or your, you know, your oil furnace, that's when people tend to start to call, our volume spikes up, and then it just is a longer time to get out to the customer's home. So by doing it in the
being a little spring, proactive,
being proactive, you know, we'll get you ready for this coming winter.
And of course, with the weatherization, as Brianna mentioned, you know, some folks don't think that the insulation and air leak sealing help you in the summertime. You just always associate that with colder weather, but you know, especially if you're using air conditioning and stuff, that definitely helps all year round. So Nancy, who is eligible for these lower income programs that are offered?
The enhanced program, I want to mention, is free, meaning all services from the energy audit to the installation of the weatherization measures for people who are receiving fuel assistance or eligible to receive fuel assistance, or who are on either the electric discount rate or the gas discount rate. Now, I have the numbers here in front of me. The area median income that we're talking about is 60%, so that if it were a single person, 60% of the area median income is $32,618. And if you were a four-person household, that would be $62,727. So there's a range from $32,000 to $62,000, depending upon household size.
And making under that,
yes,
would qualify you for these enhanced residential programs that we offer.
That's correct. And the other option is for people who are on the discount electric rate or the discount gas rate, and people can find that information by going online with either the Eversource or NGRID websites.
And NGRID is National Grid
yes.
for those folks who might not that. Work in this field and with all the acronyms.
And also on both Cape Light Compacts
as well for any questions. You know, we have very knowledgeable staff in various areas. And again, that number is 1-800-797-6699. So what if I am somebody who rents my house? I know I hear a lot of times that, you know, events, I'll say, you know, have you had an energy assessment? And they'll say, well, no, I rent my home. Can they still participate?
Absolutely. And that is widely misunderstood. I think that renters oftentimes think that they're not available for a number of services, this being one of them. But yes, once again, if they fall within those same eligibility guidelines as far as either receiving fuel assistance or being under the 60% area median income, then renters can receive the same service simply by calling the 800 number at Cape Light Compact.
And just one caveat on that is that as the renter, the electric bill is in your name.
And they have to, do they have to be year-round or seasonal or?
Year-round.
A year-round tenant. So if you rent your home out there, and it's a year-round, you have a year-round lease and you pay your own electric bill, you can still participate in these programs.
Yes, you can. We do involve the landlord with this whole process because we obviously can't install weatherization measures without having landlord's approval. So Housing Assistance Corporation, during the eligibility and the intake process of this, will work with the landlord and have agreement signed, so giving us permission to go ahead and install these measures. But we can come in and do the energy audit and replace light bulbs and meter refrigerators without any landlord approval because we're not making any changes to the actual real estate.
And so what is the incentive? I know you had touched base earlier on some of the benefits that we do during the home energy assessment. So you'll come out and you'll change out the light bulbs, and you said we're doing mostly LEDs now in the homes?
Yes, we are.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. In fact, it's funny. We had a staff meeting yesterday, and we were looking at the light bulbs. And there's so many different opportunities now for using LEDs that we ended up having a very long, impassioned discussion about the light bulbs. And we thought, how funny is that, that here we are sitting around and having such an exciting conversation about light bulbs. But it really is exciting. And then when you think about the kilowatt savings when you're replacing incandescent light bulbs with LEDs, the conversation even becomes more meaningful because there are actual real savings whenever you plug in an LED in place of an incandescent light bulb. So the other services, I think that the information that the auditors give to homeowners and renters is very important. Energy saving tips. I also want to mention that the auditors who go into people's homes are all well-trained, certified as energy auditors, so they are professional people. So the information is very important. The services, as we've been saying, the replacing the light bulbs and the refrigerator is very important. And then the next step is that they will go up into people's attics to see what is there currently, to see if there has been any air sealing in the past. They will determine what needs to be done in the attic. They'll go down to the basement and they'll do the same thing. They'll also look for major penetrations of air loss for air sealing possibilities. We go outside and we look in the walls to see if there's insulation there. After that, the auditors write up the work orders. The work orders are then assigned to one of several weatherization contractors that work with Housing Assistance Corporation. All highly trained and experienced weatherization contractors. And then the contractors work with the homeowners or the renters and actually make the appointment for the work to be done.
I think one point that I'd like to make is that there is a program to help you reduce your usage, which hopefully will reduce your electric consumption. So once again, whether it is if you rent or if you own, maybe we can do some air sealing or weatherization work. You know, we do need to have access also to the areas. So if you have a really full attic, you know, we might have to address that issue upon arrival during the assessment. We also, as Nancy said, with the basement, same kind of scenario. If it's really packed, we need to make sure that we have access to those areas to do the assessment as well.
And if the auditor sees something that may be a deterrent for getting this work done, the auditor works with the customer by offering suggestions on what they need to do in order to make things go more smoothly. So I would encourage everyone to call, even if they have any questions about whether or not they are or they are not eligible, or maybe they have some idea of what insulation they already have. This is a continual changing science, so that there's always new understanding about what extent of weatherization should be installed. So if there's any question at all, an easy telephone call to Cape Light Compact can clear up and answer all those questions.
Sorry, Brianna. Again, this is a free energy assessment, just so folks, you know, keep this in mind. It can only help you by having the assessment done.
And I think to that point, we really do want people to be comfortable in their homes. And I think, you know, kind of to that point, in the summer months, where it is warmer, it's maybe not on the, you know, main topic of thought for people. It happens more when it gets colder, but we want you to be comfortable in your home. We want you to be safe in your home as well. So, you know, if you sign up for the assessment and we can make your home more comfortable through air sealing, weatherization, that is one point of feedback that we often hear from our customers in all of our programs, is that by having some of these services, they're amazed at how much more comfortable they feel in their home.
That's an excellent segue. Thank you, Brianna.
Exactly. I'll tell you, Nancy, go ahead.
We're fortunate enough to be in a position that whenever we go into people's homes, people are very pleased with the work and the outcome. And so we do receive a lot of thank you notes and cards. But we recently received one letter from a woman that we worked with actually in 2014, and it's a full page letter, but I'm just going to quote a couple of lines that she writes. And she says, "I had no idea just how really grateful I would be at the end of this year's heating season. In spite of the dreadful winter we had, my house was warmer and my heating bill lower. I also noticed a decrease in my kilowatt usage. This kind of help enables me to remain in my home a little longer." Now, this letter is obviously from one of our clients who are elderly, and she's probably on a fixed income, so that every penny she saves helps her feel more comfortable, not only financially, but in this case, she now feels more comfortable in the winter. And she doesn't mention it, but she will feel more comfortable in the summer too. I'm in my own home prior to having weatherization work done, I noticed at times that in the wintertime, the curtains would actually be blowing. And the result of weatherization was I definitely felt warmer because of the elimination of drafts. And that is a huge incentive for having the weatherization work completed.
I agree, because I had my insulation done, not this past winter, but the winter before, and it was right before it started getting really cold in January. And it was amazing. Even just that night after they had done it, it felt like there was a blanket over my house, and it just felt cozier.
Exactly.
Don't realize what needs to be done until it's actually done.
That's right.
I think one piece that I also want to remind people, and we've talked about it on multiple radio shows, is we do have a program for everyone. So if you're listening to the show today and you're saying, well, I don't meet those income thresholds, we still have a free home energy assessment available. You can call our 800 number to sign up for that. So I just want to make everyone aware that there is also programs available if you don't qualify based on income.
Right, and we do have pretty substantial rebates for those as well, even if you know you're not lower income. Our standard incentive is for insulation is 75% up to $4,000. So still a pretty great incentive to do the work for anybody.
That's right. It's affordable for everybody.
Took the words right out of my mouth. So just to recap, the steps to have an energy assessment, the first step would be to call the Compact at 1-800-797-6699. And schedule your free home energy assessment. I know we do have a bit of a wait right now. I think it's about a few weeks. So get going now so that you can get all ready for winter.
That's a very important point. The timing on this is if you call now, you will have the work done before the start of winter. If you wait until that first chill, then chances are that it'll be sometime during the winter. And if you wait too long, it could go into spring.
Right. You won't get the full benefits of being totally comfortable this winter.
That's right.
So in some other news, Brianna, do you have any tips for consumers that they should start thinking about in advance of the heating season?
The one tip that I always say in advance of the heating season is to make sure that you get your heating system cleaned and tuned. I think it's extremely important to make sure that it's operating efficiently. The more efficiently your system operates, the better for your pocket, your consumption of, you know, oil or even natural gas. Also, if you don't end up getting the clean and tuned and you actually have a furnace, and because maybe you had your system just recently cleaned, if you have a furnace, make sure that you're changing that air filter on a regular basis so that you have a clean filter so that the air moves more through your house so that it's not bogged down, as the filters sometimes get a little bit dirty if you're not changing them on a regular basis. So that's my one big piece. And also for those that are on fuel assistance, we really encourage people to that qualify income-wise to sign up for the programs because it helps us leverage many other programs for them by qualifying for fuel assistance, and Clean and Tune happens to be one of the services that's offered through fuel assistance. So try to get on fuel assistance when it opens up in the fall time frame.
Right.
It's usually October.
Yeah. I think that that's also an important piece of what we do when we come into people's homes, is we do actually test the heating system for efficiency and for general working condition. In addition to the Cape Light Compact, as Brianna was saying, if people are on fuel assistance, we have another program through the Department of Energy, it's a state program through LIHEAP, where we're able to repair or replace heating systems. So very
great. And Brianna, I think you had another tip for those folks with some ceiling fans, how to properly use those so that you're making the most out of the space.
Yes. So just a reminder, it's still quite warm out there. And for those of you who, you know, it's a little cooler in the evening, so maybe you've turned some of those window ACs off. If you do have ceiling fans, be sure to operate them in a counterclockwise fashion for the summer months. And that helps make you feel cooler in your home. And then when the winter months come, you need to change those fans, switch to have them operate clockwise. So it also makes you more comfortable in the winter months.
Great. Great. And just to wrap up a little bit, well, thank you both for being here today and, you know, letting folks know about what programs are available. And I just wanted to just recap last month on our show, we had talked about the smart grid. And so I just wanted to give everybody a quick update. Eversource and the other electric utilities in the state filed their plans for the smart grid or grid modernization back in the middle of August. And currently the compact is in the process of reading the plan and highlighting any concerns that we have that will affect Cape and Vineyard consumers. So stay tuned as this important issue evolves over the next, you know, several months and probably years potentially. Also, a couple of events. As you are listening to this program today, September 6th, we are at the Truro Agricultural Fair in Truro Center. So if you have any questions on anything that we just discussed on the radio, you know, you might be listening to us on the way to the Truro Ag Fair, but we do have a table there if you want to come on down and learn some more about programs that might be available. And if you happen to have an old dehumidifier at home, Brianna, can you tell us how somebody might be able to get rid of those?
Yes, we have two events coming up in September and October. So if anyone is on the Cape on September 18th from 3 to 6, we will be at the
Cape Cod Beer Farmers Market. I think it's like Happy Hour meets Farmers Market or something like
that. Yes, it's a really great event. So if you have an old dehumidifier, you can bring it to that event at Cape Cod Beer on September 18th from 3 to 6. We will properly recycle that dehumidifier for you. It's not a cost to pay if you have to bring an appliance elsewhere. Sometimes you do have to pay. And we will also mail you a $30 rebate check just for turning in a old dehumidifier. It does have to be in working condition. And also for those customers who might be listening, if you are on the Vineyard, we will be on the Vineyard on October 3rd from 10 to 12.
At the Living Local Harvest Festival, right?
Yes.
We also have quite a big booth, and we have an energy carnival going on there as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. So with those two events, and we just had a very successful event on September 1st in Falmouth at the Falmouth Green Farmers Market at the fairgrounds, where we had a number of units turned in. So it was really great. And so once again, bring your old inefficient dehumidifier. We will properly recycle it and mail you a $30 rebate check. And if you need to purchase a new dehumidifier, we also have a rebate for that as well. And there is some more information on our website about a couple local retailers that are also adding an additional incentive if you need to purchase a new one. When we talk about dehumidifiers, typically when I think of a dehumidifier that's old and very inefficient, it's, you know, got the brown wood siding, but we do accept any dehumidifier as long as it's operational. And some of the newer ones, you know, even if it's only 8 years old, but you didn't buy an Energy Star model at that time, that's a big piece too. You know, now you're looking to purchase a new one, we can properly recycle that one for you as well.
Wonderful. Well, some great opportunities for folks out there that are listening. Again, thank you, Nancy and Brianna, for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
And for folks listening, if you have any questions on what was discussed today or would like more information on our programs, you can call 1-800-797-6699. Or visit our website, www.capelightcompact.org. Also, don't forget to like us on Facebook so that you can stay up to date on programs, events, and energy news. And thank you for tuning in, and we'll be here at the same time, same place next month.